Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610. Texans fall by 3 points in a heartbreaking loss to the New England Patriots. If I didn't talk about this, I don't know if I would be able to look at myself in the mirror later on today. So I will here, and then we'll obviously talk about the football game. My issue with what the president said on Friday about NFL players and kneeling is, for me, like, one of my fundamental thought processes is that I don't think the government should tell private businesses what they should do with their employees. Kneel, stand, national anthem. I've always believed that no matter what president it is, I don't believe that the president of this country should tell employees of private companies who should be fired if they do or don't do something. I don't mind if they offer their opinions, because I have an opinion, you have an opinion, everybody listening has an opinion. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine. I object to the notion of telling owners, most of whom are supporters of the president, I'm guessing the vast majority voted for him, what to do with their employees. I object to that, and I feel like that's actually a fairly conservative principle as far as the way I see things.
No, it is. No, and that's, I think, the interesting thing about all this is that, look, Bob McNair donated more money to Trump's campaign and inauguration than any of the other NFL owners that I've seen. As far as I can tell, he donated $3.4 million to a super PAC and other things, and then also the inaugural committee for Donald Trump. And I think most NFL owners that supported Trump were thinking they were supporting a pro-business guy.
Yes.
So I don't buy into, hey, owners and players stood united. Like, look, the owners, this is what the owners want. The owners want to protect their businesses. And a politician that they supported is now advocating a boycott of their business. They disagree with that, and they feel like they're being attacked in some respect, or their business is being respect. They still disagree with the kneeling. You know, Bob McNair obviously still disagrees with the kneeling, but he doesn't want a politician telling them whom they should and should not fire. And That's what it comes down to. Everybody else has to just listen. Don't let people troll you with this whole thing. Everybody's acting like this is somehow as important as North Korea. And I'm talking on both sides of the equation. This is allowing your day of Sunday enjoyment to be marred because social media and everything else blows all of this up into everything that it is and has become. I'm just sick of it. I'm just done with it. And I honestly don't care. I disagree with a lot of it, but I don't care to the point where it's going to ruin my damn day and you have to speak in somber tones. Like, what is Trump doing that deserves somber tones when you're speaking about it, or to be up very serious about it? Like, whether you oppose him or support him, it's just Trump going off, you know? It's him going off at a pep rally and then everybody acting like it's the end of the world every single time he does it, and you do it over and over and over and over again. The same way you get worked up over three people on the internet that want to criticize your radio show.
I am not the only person who gets worked up over two or three people. Not the only person.
It was a good day. You know what the whole thing is? It's a good day of football.
It was a great day of football.
Like, and look, there's players that care about what they want, the things they feel strongly about. There's people that disagree with how those guys are voicing it. Do you understand that part alone isn't like the ruination of society? Like, that's not the ruination of society right now. You acting like it's the ruination of society is what is the ruination of society. Everybody better pull up your panties and go to work.
On a bit of a lighter note, I am kind of intrigued that the president is one of, I'm guessing, a few people in this country who wants to make the game of football less safe, which also intrigued me with his comments on Friday night. Deshaun Watson, here to me was one of the best parts about Watson's performance. I spent all of last week, well, a lot of it, talking about how Deshaun Watson was locking onto DeAndre Hopkins, and it was basically an offense that was Watson to Hopkins or Watson to Lamar Miller or somebody else. When one of the numbers that stands out, and I know people are upset this morning, and understandably, I know you hate the Patriots. Trust me, I hate the Patriots as much as you do. I was at the Super Bowl at NRG Stadium. I was fortunate to be there, and it sucks that they won that game. It sucks that they won yesterday's game. I get it. I, too, like you, I hate the Patriots. I cannot believe they've been this good for this long. I get it. I totally get where you're coming from. Here's a positive thing. If you look at the box score of this game, Deshaun Watson targets 33 overall targets. Only 8 go to DeAndre Hopkins. It was largely a successful passing day for Deshaun Watson. I thought that was a good ratio. I thought it was a good game plan. Let's see here. Griffin targeted 6 times. Ellington 7, Braxton Miller 4, Steven Anderson 3, one of which, if it was on target, could have been a touchdown in the end zone on that third down play with the defensive hold. That, to me, was a credit to Deshaun and also Bill O'Brien for devising an offense with, I mean, these guys aren't great skill guys, especially past DeAndre Hopkins, but they spread the ball around yesterday, yeah. And I like that.
No, and I think, too, because you and I talked about, I think off-air before the game, how frustrating it is that the Texans can never seemingly execute an end-around properly. That all these other teams, you watch the Patriots, Steelers teams, where they make some nondescript little slot receiver type look like he's Gale Sayers on these end-arounds. The Texans, it gets snuffed out every time. And lo and behold, was it Bruce Ellington that ran one early on and gets tackled for a loss?
I thought of you, he lost a yard.
He lost a yard.
I was like, angry.
Here we go again. But the difference is, did you see what they did later in the game? They faked end-around action and used it to set up a nice pass downfield.
They ran that play with a play action where Watson had like the sleight of hand, the play action, one guy coming around.
Yeah,
they ran
he faked that play it off like to somebody times. In front of him, then turned around and faked the end-around and used it effectively. So at the very least, their failed plays were being used to set up other plays. And this is all I've asked for with Deshaun Watson, is have some glorious backfield action, some misdirection, threaten linebackers and safeties with his feet, his option game. Oh my gosh. Early on, it was one of the most beautifully executed play action plays I've seen. And for the life of me, I can't remember if it was even a complete pass or not, but it was his patience in executing and carrying out the fake where he he kept his back to the defense for like one beat longer than he had to in executing the fake. He's like a master of sleight of hand in the backfield, and that's only going to get a bit better with time. Like to the point where, you know, when you're watching college games sometimes with these option games where the cameramen get fooled because it is like they're so good at it.
Yes.
That's what you're going to see is hopefully, I think like one or two instances a game where the cameraman gets fooled by Deshaun Watson's fakes in the backfield.
He is very good at the play action. I know there's a lot of discussion, especially on social media, on some of Watson's football specific attributes, but he is a really good play action quarterback. Like the sleight of hand, the ball handling himself. Yeah. He's good at that. We run through all of your, and we'll continue to take your phone calls, all of your morning headlines. Did O'Brien not play to win? Also, we need to get to not just the fourth and one, but also some of the other spotty calls in this game. The challenge in the second half, the no timeouts on the final drive of the game.